Don't pick up the phone. It's a Playhouse phone scam.
Hello?
Well, hey there, Jack. It's Jared over at Realty. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Doing well. Want to talk to you real quick about the house you have an offer on. I know it was accepted, but listen, somebody just put a bid in for $20,000 over your price. So we're going to go ahead and go with that one. We're going to accept that one.
We already applied. You can't.
Well, and listen, if you wanted to try to outbid them or, you know, at least match that $20,000, we could have a conversation. Otherwise, I think we're going to have to go ahead and say never mind.
That's not legal. You can't do that.
No, it's very legal. It's pretty typical, actually. I mean, yeah, the housing market being what it is, we just went ahead and we let them know. I mean, yeah, that's $20,000 more that we'd love to have. So we're going to go ahead and accept that offer, unless you want to match that offer.
No, they made the offer. I understand they made the offer, but you're beyond the point of being able to offer that for any more. This is inappropriate.
Well, listen, we just want to go ahead and we want to get those sellers the most bang for their buck. And that's a lot of buck and that's a lot of bang. So, You're going to have to keep looking for houses, which I can help you do. I am a licensed seller and a licensed buyer, and I'd love to help you find your new home that isn't this one.
This is not legal. I will take you to court if it's...
I mean, you can take me to court if you want to, but I would recommend you learn how to read fine print and understand how real estate works. I do have a pretty good lawyer. My brother's a lawyer. Never lost a case.
My lawyer did read the fine print. I am assured that this is not a part of the fine print. This is not good business.
Well, it's wonderful business for us here at the office. I mean, all of us are celebrating getting $20,000 more than we thought we were going to get on this house.
What happened to Tim?
Oh, yes, Tim, the agent you were working with. Tim's a very busy man. He wanted me to call you, mostly because he felt a little guilty. But he's out there trying to, you know, he's hustling. He's a hustling man.
I understand that, but we've been working with Tim exclusively up to this point. Is this, I'm suspicious, and I'm going to call Tim when this conversation's over.
Well, you know who you should really be suspicious about is maybe not Tim, but your wife, Linda.
Excuse me?
Well, she's the one that reached out to us here at the 194 Morning Playhouse and wanted us to do a phone scam on you. Hi, it's Zero. So the good news is your offer, as far as I know, is still good, and you guys got that house. But the bad news is you're a radio star today. How do you feel about that?
I feel like this is retribution. Oh, you got me worked up.
Sounds like you've been real stressed out about the house, huh?
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I still have a house.
You do. I appreciate you playing along today.
Oh, well, thanks. I didn't know I was playing.
Hear more phone scams anytime in the Playhouse podcast at y94.com.